Well, welcome everyone to the Global Water Healing Meditation. My name is Mary J. Getten, and I'll be your hostess today. I'm a retired animal communicator and the author of Communicating with Orcas, The Whale's Perspective, and a contributing author to Dolphins and Whales Forever. And this water healing meditation is a gathering that happens every first Friday of the month at noon Eastern Time, and it's a wonderful opportunity to bring our energy together and enhance our daily practice of sending healing, loving energy to the waters of our planet. I know we're all here because we all feel so strongly about the need for this kind of work today. The waters of our planet really are desperate for some help. And what we do is I have different people facilitate this call each month. And afterwards, I post a recording on our website, globalwaterhealing.org. And so there are more than 4 years of recordings there. And anytime you've got a half hour to do a water healing meditation, if you want to have something guided, just go to the website, pick one out, and click on it. So it's a great free resource. Feel free to spread the word about that. We really do need more and more people getting involved in doing this kind of work. So I'm excited today to have Camilla Blossom Bishop here. This is the first time Camilla has led a meditation for us, but I met Camilla, gosh, it must be at least 15 years ago at the Fairy and Human Relations Congress, back when we were both involved in that wonderful gathering. And Camilla's she's a pioneering flower essence alchemist. She's a land alchemist, a subtle energy healer, and a teacher. And she's an author of books on flower essences and mermaids and water healing. And, she transmits a lot of wisdom teachings from nature, elementals, elves and fairies and grandmothers for the new earth. So I'm just really thrilled to have her today. And her website is naturespiritalchemy.com. There's also a link on the Global Water Healing website to her website if you want to check out some of the things that she has to offer. So Camilla, I think I'm just going to turn it over to you and if there's anything else you'd like to say about yourself before you begin, feel free to do that. Otherwise, just get us ready for this meditation.
All right. Thank you so much, Mary.
You're welcome. I
feel so grateful to be here with all of you. And as you said, I've been working with the water for quite a long time. I've been traveling around the country doing water ceremonies. So it's one of my beautiful blessings in my life to share this. So I'm just really thrilled to be with all of you. So I'd like to just start with everyone to tune in. We're going to start breathing. An elemental breath I learned from Twin Trees, some of my teachers. And it's just a simple water breath. You get a center. And it's just breathing in through the nose. And then opening the mouth and breathing out through the mouth. And as you do this simple water breath, I want you to start moving deeper into your own emotions, your own heart, whatever you're feeling inside your body. And allow that out breath to be an opportunity to release, let go, any emotions, anything you don't need. And let the in-breath bring the harmony, balance, love, beautiful divine energy, energy from nature and the waters, Let it really energize your heart and bring our hearts all together as one. So I'd like each one of us to come into a circle together, a council. And just feel yourself. We're all across the continent, it sounds like, maybe even further. So just create a circle of love together. And let that breath harmonize you. And now I'd like to center ourselves and ground ourselves more deeply by aligning with the crystalline grid of the Mother Earth. So just with your intention, hold that intention that you are grounding your crystalline energy field of your body into the crystalline grid of the Earth. You might feel a little relaxation and surrender. That's wonderful. And just really connect in with the crystalline energy, all the crystals that live inside of Mother Earth. We become one with her. And now bring your attention out to the sun, the solar system. And we're going to connect our crystalline body with the energy and the crystalline energy of the sun, the great central sun in the solar system. And keep breathing and allow this alignment of your body, the center of the earth and the center of the solar system. I'd really like you to take a moment too to stay with your feelings, that humanity part of you that when we do this water work can really surface a lot for us because it is our waters, it is our emotions. So through this meditation, really keep yourself in presence and love and attunement with your own feelings, your own emotions, anything that surfaces. And just use your breath and use this energy of alignment to allow this energy to flow out, to flow through you. Any places that might feel a little congested or stuck inside you, in your heart, your womb, anywhere within your being, we'll just allow this flow comes from above and below and all around the circle to allow us to flow more fully and easily. And this really, to me, is what the water is asking for, what the Mother Earth, what the nature elementals and the forces of creation are asking us to come in alignment with them. Come into feel our feeling nature, our true essence, the beauty of that, the healing of that. So we'll celebrate our emotional nature. And what I'd like to do now is really call in the different energies that we all work with that are water-related. Calling in our entourage, our spirit guides, all those beings that want to work with us today. But I'd like to start, I'm going to do a little chant to call them in. And this will be calling in really all the elementals to join around the water elementals. And to teach you this chant as well, it's a elemental blessing chant. And it's Mer, Fae, Hey, Lay, Gnome. I'm just going to chant this, and then we're going to start naming some of the beings you want to call in. And I, as we chant this and as we call in the beings, if you don't have an ally or a water being or a fairy or a dolphin or a being that you really work with closely that wants to join you and help this process and guide you, I invite you to open to that. I introduce a lot of people to mermaids, so really, and these different beings. So this is an opportunity to open and receive a special water guide. Why don't you join me for the next three? To call forth beautiful elementals, especially the water ones, to work with today. Call forth your own guide. Open to seeing, sensing, and feeling, especially feeling, and dreaming in this being. And know that this being, each one of us in the circle, has our being that's coming here to help us with the waters of the earth. So we call in now the water devas of the land where you are, the waters where you live, the waters that you care about, that you've been to. We call in the water fairies, the magic and joy, pleasure. We call in all the different fish and creatures that live deep in the sea, in the ocean, that swim and dance, create with us. We call in the star beings, the dolphins, for their play, their communication, their healing, their gathering with us. We call in the ancient and wise whales, the record keepers, the earth keepers that hold the libraries of creation. We call in the mermaids. We call in our own mermaids and the mermaids all over the globe, all over Mother Earth, to join us. We call in Lemurian grandmothers and all the grandmothers that work with the waters. We call in the goddesses, the divine feminine. We call in the unicorns, the magical ones. We call them the water serpents, water dragons, and water elementals, and all the different beings that work with the water. And we call in Neptune, so I'd like to have us all join in this dream state, this state of beauty with all of these beings. Really allow ourselves to connect and flow, open our heart, open our womb, and allow the current of this water, like a waterfall, to wash through us, each one of us, and wash around our circle. And then really move into that space of feeling that you are a crystalline being. looks like all these water beings, the crystalline energies of the water. Feel yourself as that crystalline being that you are. That you are at your essence, radiating and broadcasting healing energy and love from deep within yourself. So tune in to that radiance as a crystalline being. You might even see yourself as a crystal shining, radiating, aligning with light. And then look around the circle and see each one of us as another crystal. You might see different colors and different, feel different sensations. And so we're going to ask these elementals and fairy beings and water creatures to really weave our circle with them, weave a circle of light. And create this sacred space for healing. You might even imagine it like a basket or container, like a womb space. And we're in the water, each of us in our waterways. I'd like to expand our circle and step back a little to create a larger circle. And this is like a water wheel, a crystalline formation. And allow the sacred geometry to form in our circle. And in the center, we bring our focus and energy. And just open to what you see in the energy of the circle in the center. You can send rainbows from your heart and send energy of the crystalline nature that you hold, that love, that gratitude, that appreciation towards the center to fill that space with love, with truth, beauty. And I'd like to invite any of the creatures or beings that are with us, that any that wish to enter the center of the circle, to speak, share in this healing, to receive, connect, give back, to transmit these energies. See something within yourself and receive some messages and transmission. So open to that and receive that. I'm seeing a whale come forward. And it's swimming and singing and helping us weave the circle for the earth, for the waters. It's like a dance of new creation, of a language of light. And know that as each one of us holds our crystalline energy space, we are emitting a very special, specific frequency of light that is harmonizing with this healing, with each other, and creating a full symphony as we sing with the whale. Open your ears, you may hear these sounds. And these languages of light are being transmitted from above, from below, from all directions to us and from us. And the whale carries that Akashic record for the planet. And we have this opportunity to infuse this Akashic record, this new earth, with the energy of love, beauty, truth, joy, all that we wish for this earth to be, for the waters to be. So dreaming that in together, holding that space, sending in our prayers, our love. Our love to each drop of water, to the kasha of the water, that miracles can heal it and transmute it and transform it and change it. Through our prayers, our gatherings, our love. And we'll let the energy start to gently spiral around the circle with the whale. And I'm feeling the energy of Neptune wanting to join us and speak. And Neptune wanted to join us, really bring that masculine energy to the waters and to the healing of the feminine within each one of us, within our wounds. Within humanity. And so the energy in the center is shifting to more infinity symbol. Yeah, focus more on that, of bringing that yin and yang, that feminine, that masculine to the waters, that balance, that flow, that love, that infinite possibility of infinity that it represents. And I'm seeing Neptune going around to each one of us, to give us each a blessing, a healing, an honoring from this god of water to our feminine nature. And so just open to this blessing from a father of the waters to us women of the waters. And really opening the energy of trust, learning how to trust each other, trust in miracles, trust in our own waters, Let yourself feel. Breathe. And as we feel this blessing and this energy, just know that you're broadcasting this collective healing to the waters, of not just on the earth and where you are, and those frequencies that those waterfalls and lakes and oceans and all need so much, that we can feed them with these frequencies of love and energy that's needed in each of these places for balance and healing to happen. But also this energy can go out to all of humanity and heal the waters of the people, the animals, and so just asking this sacred geometry that we form together, these beautiful codes of light and healing within ourselves. Healing is a circle, so we can send this out and in. Keep receiving in order to give. Keep filling in order to flow. And just know that each one of us is a powerful beacon on this planet. A powerful, powerful being of love and water and crystalline energy. And invite you to continue to open to any personal or planetary guidance here for what you see we can do and offer and be. And smooth this energy out. And also anything, guidance or messages that you're needing for your own healing. So I'm just doing some motions with my hands now to smooth out the energy in our circle and let it flow out. All that healing. And ground yourself once again into the crystalline grid of Mother Earth and her crystals. And we'll gather some of this healing energy back into our bodies through our breath. Really receive it. And allow it to flow down through your body, into your womb, Ahara. And let that energy really cleanse and clear your womb, the creation center. And healing and light and water flow. And then wash that energy down through your legs, through your first chakra, down into the earth, into the crystalline grid. And we'll all connect again together into the crystalline grid of your Mother Earth. And breathe with her. And then we'll move a little deeper and connect with the womb of Mother Earth, the sacred waters. And circling and holding deep love and presence, sweetness, gentleness from Mother Earth's womb waters, all her source waters, where the water comes from on this planet. Really just be present with her for a moment. Send her love and care and tenderness and any other guidance you receive. Send in golden light, happiness and joy. Take another deep breath, and we're going to swim back up to the surface into our circle. And just ask all these beautiful spirit elementals and water beings to join us for one last connection of love. Thank them for joining us and for all the beautiful work they do on behalf of the planet. And may this circle we've created really feed and energize and nourish all of them so they can do their job and they can go back and help the other elementals and beings that work with the water do their job and really cleanse and transform and sing to the waters. So I want you to gather all of your energy that you received here, all the healing you received back into your own crystalline matrix, your own grid, your body. Start feeling your physical body in your room. Giving gratitude to all those in the circle that joined together for this beautiful time of healing for ourselves and the planet and the people and the earth. And may this healing continue even as we leave the circle. And just take your hands and put one on your womb, one on your heart. And just rub them with love and gratitude for your body. Maybe make a connection of good flow between them. Love for your womb. Love for your hara. Love for the waters. Now gently open your eyes. And return to the room, to your space. And you can take a sip of water if you have some. Excuse me. And open ourselves back to a little more clearing through the throat chakra, huh? Yeah, let that throat chakra open and flow as well. And yeah, so I just want to speak again my deep gratitude for this opportunity to be with all of you and really affect the waters and all of life, all of creation with our work. This work that each one of you I know is doing and holding and being and that we can dream it in together is really a big blessing. So, and thank you, Mary, so much for hosting us.
Thank you, Camilla. That was really, really lovely and deep. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure people are having a time getting back into their physical bodies. It's amazing how far away we can get in a very short amount of time. So, wow, thank you. That was beautiful. If there's anyone who would like to share anything or ask Camilla anything, star 6 to unmute yourself and introduce yourself. We'll see if anybody's back.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I like to give people a chance to share a little bit because that helps everybody to get back.
Definitely. Yeah. And also just to know, like, people to know, like, one of the kind of gifts I feel I have is that I catalyze other people to open to connecting more on the spirit realms with the different beings and guides and elementals. And so, even if something isn't shared now, there may have been an opening for some of you, you know, new connections and new ways to work with some of the beings. And, or during the meditation too, guidance for certain things that needed to happen. So if that wants to be shared, that was lovely because everyone has a different role in it. So if there's something you contributed that you want to share, I'd love to hear that too.
Camilla, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, it's Rebecca. I just wanted to say thank you. That was really beautiful. And I really connected to the weaving of the basket. That was really gorgeous. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to say thanks. It was really lovely.
Thank you. Yeah.
Wonderful. Anybody else?
This is Lenny.
Hey, Lenny.
Thank you. Beautiful. So intimate and personal and universal. Mm. And I got a couple of messages. I have one message to share and then one question. The message is in the center of the circle, and it probably pertains mostly to me, but I'm being nudged. Do not resist the light in your bodies. It connects you with all that is. And so I just share that because sometimes I forget to feel the vibration of light in my body. And as soon as I do, everything, every molecule dances like light on the water. And it's so beautiful. And so I wanted to share that, and I think that might answer my question, which is if there are any observations or pieces of wisdom about what's happening when light dances with water. Have this vision of light on the water, and it's always so mesmerizing because it feels like it's this communion that's always moving. And I just wondered if there are any elementals that you see during those moments.
Yes, thank you, Lenny, so much. First, for that beautiful reminder for all of us. I know I can use that reminder too. But also, I'm so glad you talked about that because that, to me, when the light, the sun, or light hits, the moonlight hits the water, it's like, to me, it's like the elemental dance between the fire spirits and the water spirits. And it's almost like what we were talking about, that infinity of the male and female coming together, because fire tends to be more masculine. So there's that dance of light. And so it's also like a way to even, I tend to like, they're the fairies and the spirits when the light hits the water. You can see them now. So the light is like illuminating the energy of the spirits of the water through that, when we see that. So that's a beautiful way to like, I'm seeing that happen. That's like, there they are, they're dancing. And knowing that the sun, there's been a lot of shifting with the sun and how that's bringing more of the consciousness in. So any interplay with the sun and also its reflection on the moon is creating this consciousness for us, for the planet, for all of creation. So Yeah. Does that help your understanding of that?
It warms it. Yes. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Anyone else have
something?
Thank you
so much, Camilla. This is Muriel, and I went so deep that there was just nothing until I returned, except I was just so aware. I sing the body electric. I just, the vibrations were just so intense. And so I thank you so much for bringing that to us. And just by the by, I do this every day. I swim in the morning for an hour early so that the sun is at an angle when it hits the water. And I've had this awareness of that the light on the water as it's dancing and I'm looking at it is that it's teaching me. And so I just, every day I open to, I'm here, I'm available, teach me. And of course it's nonverbal, but it's so definitively informing. It's just the best part of my entire day. So anybody, you don't have to be by a body of water. You can put water in a bowl next to a window with the sun coming in and just let the light teach you.
Thank you, Muriel. That's beautiful. I love that.
Anybody else before we wrap this up?
Oh, and I would like to add, this is Muriel again, and I wonder how many other people are feeling this, but just a tremendous crown chakra vibrations from this meditation.
Yeah, it's been, I know the sun has gone through some shifting. Some are saying that it's even become more like the great central sun. And so I used to do that meditation of grounding with a crystalline grid with just the earth and myself. And then I realized, oh, let's do it with the sun, myself, and the earth. And doing that just completely lines you up. It's like, feels almost more important than grounding these days is aligning, and that alignment is key. Of course, we need to be in our bodies, embodying our physical bodies, but that alignment feels like really key for everything, including our health. And so, yeah, thanks for sharing that about the crown. It feels connected with that, and you're working with the consciousness and the teachings of the light on the water. Yeah, it's all connected. Yeah, so interesting to see how we each experience it. Very different, but the same.
It's just, to me, working with the light on the water, it's just the most primary way to advance at this point.
Yeah.
So far as alignment is concerned, it's just like that. That's the fast track.
Yeah. And that's, we were light weavers on the water. I mean, that's what we were doing ultimately in this. So, but it's
okay.
Nice.
Thank you for filling in the blanks.
Yeah, I realized maybe that wasn't said enough, but what you're saying is more of the physical, how you
see
it.
Yeah, well,
in the
world, I have no recall of the whole meditation.
Okay. But we were becoming the crystalline light beings that we are, carrying the light. And then we were weaving that circle and anchoring the light in the water. So it was the dance and sacred geometry of our light on the water.
Oh, yeah.
So it helps me bring it together just for what you shared. So.
Okay, good.
Great.
Okay. Well, if there's no one else, what I'm going to do now is unmute everyone, and we can have what we call our chaotic goodbye, where we all say goodbye at the same time. Gives us a little humor and a little energy, so hold on. Thank you again, Camilla. And next month in November, it's going to be Creek Song is going to be back to lead us in a meditation. So hold on.
Merci, merci, merci.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, everybody. Bye. See you next month.
Bye.